Why not just make 10 the highest?
This one goes to You're an idiot.
I love that movie. Oh, okay. Welcome out to the Seth Rossen podcast. I'm Brian.
And I'm Amy.
Alright, and
we're Seth Rossen.
Well, there's one tentative member, maybe another, I don't know.
There's a few people that might be getting in on this podcast in the future.
In the future, but for right now,
it's
just the duo, you know, that's all we need right now. Alright, and Testcast, number one.
Alright, well,
first podcast.
We got some plans for this website. Hopefully,
we got a lot of plans.
Hopefully we can lock down that domain.
Yes. I don't think you should have said it. Because now people are going to be like, what? I'm going to buy it.
Well, that's true. And they'll sell it to us for like $1,000,000,000,000.
That was secret.
That was our secret website.
Secret website.
Our secret website will be revealed once we have the, what is it, like $11 a year?
$11 a year, yeah. We're so poor right now.
I'm about $700 in debt right now, so. Beep podcast. In 2013.
Yes, you'll see that site. And when we get sponsors, you know?
Maybe.
We'll be sponsored by Squire.
Yeah, we're in my closet right now, and all I have in here is just old amps and
a bunch of
really
crap.
Bad crap. Like, I have an old turntable, and I have a guest bag that has my 09 Halloween costume in it.
Guess. How about guessing what's in there? Oh, yeah.
I was a mummy. It was awesome. It was a homemade costume, and it took so long, and I burnt myself because I had to wear it as I applied the hot glue to myself.
You went all the way with that.
I did.
I didn't dress up for this Halloween.
Well, it's because you're an adult now, and you think you're above that.
I am an adult, legally. I don't feel like it.
Someone's getting their
their midlife license.
Their license.
Oh yes. I will be licensed to kill soon. So be careful if I ever see you on the streets.
Licensed to kill.
Licensed to kill.
Isn't that like a movie?
Is it? I don't know.
What movies have you seen lately?
Well, I saw The Wrestler.
Ew.
Have you heard of that movie?
I've heard of it.
It
looks gross.
Why? Just because Mickey Rourke?
I just saw the trailer for Iron Man 2, and everyone's saying that, like, essentially it's the same costume, exactly.
From Iron Man 1 or from The Wrestler?
No. Mickey Rourke's character.
Mickey Rourke is a character in Iron Man 2?
That's who's in The Wrestler, right?
Yeah, Mickey Rourke is in The Wrestler.
Yeah. His character in Iron Man 2 is the exact same costume as his in The Wrestler. Except
really?
He has black and white hair, not disgusting blonde hair.
Wow, I didn't know that. I didn't even know Iron Man 2 was being made. No, I'm just joking. But I didn't know Mickey Rourke was in it.
Yeah, I can't remember who he plays, but he plays some Russian dude, so all I can think of him is like...
So he's a bad guy?
Yeah, he's a bad guy.
He's a bad guy.
All I can think of him is like being a really, really old Chekhov.
You know, The Wrestler did that pretty well. They made him look really old, which I'm sure he is old, right?
He's old. He's like 85, I don't know.
He's not 85, but that guy looked... gone. He looked like I'm about to die in The Wrestler.
Disgusting.
He looked disgustingly old, yes. But the movie was pretty good. It was pretty good. Like, it got some critical acclaim, right? Like, they say it's like Mickey Rourke's best movie.
Maybe. Frankly, I
even never seen. I think this is the first Mickey Rourke movie I've ever seen. I can't remember him in any other movies.
I liked him as Marvin Sin City.
Was that the guy with like the square face?
Yeah, okay.
That was him? Okay then. Yeah, that was pretty good then.
So him and The Wrestler is still not as gross, like, no, it's grosser than him in Sin City as Marv.
Yeah, because he looks really gross in The Wrestler. And so The Wrestler is pretty much about a washed up like professional wrestler who's he's old, but he's still wrestling, you know? And so he's like, I don't know how
like
old...
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah, it would be like Hulk wrestling now. Except Hulk doesn't look as nasty as
me. The Incredible Hulk?
No. You know, Hulk from like Hulkamania, you know? Yeah, it'd be like that. And
I think I want to snap into a Slim Jim now.
don't get it. Is he the sponsor? Or no, spokesman?
Macho Man Randy Savage. Slim Jim!
I didn't know that. I don't like Slim Jim. Like,
Slim Jim's delicious.
Slim Jim's nasty.
Anyway, keep going and with so, The Wrestler.
The Wrestler, it's a good movie. I didn't like the ending. I'm not gonna talk about it so in case people want to see it. But it's a good movie to watch. Just make sure.
Who plays a better disgusting old guy? Him or Clint Eastwood?
Clint Eastwood at least has some, like...
class?
Some class, yeah.
Mickey Rourke, he, like, uses racial slurs.
Oh my god, he uses them like crazy. Well, I think that's his character in the movie. I don't think he does that in real life. And if he does...
that would be awesome.
That would be really bad. That would be really bad. And so, Mickey Rourke in The Wrestler. Yeah, he's old, and they do a really good job...
I think he said that like 5 times.
Portraying his oldness. I know, it's crazy.
It's that good.
It's that good.
He's so old. You literally think he's gonna keel over
no,
and die.
No, because that's the point of the movie. The point of the movie is he does a wrestling match, and his heart stops, and he has a heart attack, and he has to go through a heart bypass surgery, right? And so
he keeps on wrestling.
But he doesn't, he stops. And, but then like, near the end of the movie, he's like, life not wrestling sucks. So the movie ends in his, like, final fight. That's why I didn't like the ending, because they don't show if he died or not. They cut off.
Now he killed it.
Yeah. Okay. Spoiler alert. After the fact, it was spoil. Yeah. But you can beep that out and edit. But, just make sure that when you're watching it, don't watch it with your parents. Because that movie has a lot of nudity in it. And drug... well, it doesn't have a lot of drug use, but it does. And the bad thing is, you know, I was watching it, and my dad walks in, and there's, like, the scene where, like, the stripper's dancing on a pole, and, like, she's, like,
Brian.
Grabbing her boobs, and he's like,
Brian, what are you watching?
Like, what are you watching? I'm like, it's just a movie. And that,
what kind
that
of movie,
yeah,
Brian?
Yeah. And why does that always happen? Because he walked in, and it was no scene, no bad scene, you know? And I was like, I should press pause before something bad happens, you know? Like, I know something, but I just said, no, there's no more nudity in this anymore. And then the next scene, it cuts to the stripper dancing, and I was like, fuck, I should have pressed pause and waited for my dad to
leave. Yeah, I still get crap from my sister to this day.
Right?
I don't remember how little I was, we were all watching that movie Starship Troopers.
Starship Troopers. Yeah,
and
the bath scene, right?
No, not the bath scene. Well, I guess, yeah, that was like one of the first things, just watching that with my family.
Yeah.
But no, the scene where Rico and the curly-haired chick...
Rico's off neck.
Yeah, where they bone down in the tent.
In the tent, yeah.
And you see her boobies.
Yeah.
And I peeked, and my sister
you
saw
peeked,
that.
So like, your parents covered your eyes?
No. My parents always covered my eyes.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember my parents covering my eyes.
No,
not
my
just
sister,
the movies.
My sister noticed that I peeked.
Uh-huh.
And so to this day, every time I'm watching that movie, because it's a good movie, I like that movie.
Starship Troopers, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
my sister comes in and goes, what do you want to do? Starship Troopers? I don't care how old I'm, I'll be 30. My sister could say Starship Troopers in that voice, and I'm just like, shut up, I'm embarrassed.
It's embarrassing, yeah. Like, it's always an awkward moment. Like, there's no getting over it.
Like, I was going to watch From Hell with Audrey.
I've never heard of that movie.
From Hell, it's,
Or Drag Me to Hell.
No, From Hell, it's that horrible adaptation of Alan Moore, of yet another one of Alan Moore's amazing comics.
Mm.
Johnny Depp, Heather Graham. Anyway, it's about Jack the Ripper, and he kills hookers.
Yeah,
and so like, Audrey and I wanted to watch it, but then we're just like, we can't watch it on her laptop because it's broken.
Her laptop's broken?
Yeah,
right.
Just broke, like, nasty. The screen's all
messed
up.
You didn't introduce who Audrey is.
Oh, Audrey is my main gal. She's my girlfriend.
She's your main squeeze?
She's my main squeeze. She's the wifey.
The wifey?
Yeah, so...
She's your shawty.
So we wanted to watch it, and she had to watch it on her TV.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was just like, I don't think that's a good idea, AB. I'm like, why? Because of all the hooker boobs that will be on my TV.
Yeah.
And I don't want my parents to walk in and think like, oh... AB, why are you making my daughter watch this filth?
I feel you.
It's like, it's just the movie.
Yeah, it's like, when are we gonna get old enough to the point? Yeah, never. I don't care if I'm like 30 and my mom's like, 60 or something.
Yeah, Audrey saw Bruno with her dad.
Bruno.
Only her dad.
Bruno is the worst movie to watch with your parents because there's so much dick in that movie. Do you remember the scene where he was showing, where he was trying to show pilot his pilot episode of his show? Borat. You know, I never knew that. What's his name? The guy who
played Sacha Baron Cohen?
Yeah, I never knew he had a show.
The Ali G show?
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty hilarious.
I've never even seen it. Never seen that.
Did you see him in Sweeney Todd?
No.
It's you forget that that dude's English.
Really?
He talks normal sometimes.
Mm. I've never seen Sweeney Todd. No. I heard that's supposed to be good though.
It is really good. It's really good.
Alright.
Yeah,
Another movie I saw, it's old. Valkyrie with Tom Cruise.
It's not that old.
It's not that old? Well, it's on DVD, so
actually it's a documentary. It was made during World War II.
It was made during World War II, right, right.
Yes.
Yeah,
Tom
Cruise
heard, traveled back.
Yeah, I heard that the budget was, like, bigger than Avatar.
The budget was $10 trillion.
Yeah, just to make that time machine that could only do two trips, front and back, you know, in time. So, yeah, it's, Tom Cruise did a good job. I can't believe they actually talked Hitler into playing that role.
And I know.
I can't believe they actually. I don't know how much they had to pay Hitler to to do what he did in that movie. Yeah, and I don't know, like those German soldiers that died, they must have gotten paid pretty good.
Did you see Inglourious Bastards?
I saw Inglourious Bastards. Now, which one was better? Oh, you haven't seen Valkyrie.
I haven't seen Valkyrie, but I can tell you right now, Inglourious Bastards.
Yeah, completely different movies though. Completely different movies.
Inglourious Bastards, starring Zachary Quinto.
I don't know, but let me
listeners, pull up a picture of Eli Roth and Zachary Quinto. Tell me, who?
They were both in Inglourious Basterds.
No, only
because
Eli
I know
Roth
the
was.
Two actors in Inglourious Basterds are the same. Anyways, Valkyrie, Inglourious Basterds, completely different movies.
Hang on, before we keep going, right now we are in my closet, so if we be quiet,
that's my stomach.
Yeah, he has a dog in his no,
because I'm hungry.
We have a we're in my closet. It's a big walk-in closet. We can fit about another like four dudes in here, not comfortably at
not
all.
Not comfortably.
Maybe one comfortably, but but yeah, we're in a closet, and that's why there's probably an echo. Don't know.
Yeah, there's probably an echo in here for sure.
Yeah, and outside, we have a window in here, and it's pretty thin. It's an old house, very old house. Probably single pane, you know.
Yeah, don't cough too hard. You'll break the house.
Exactly. It sways in earthquakes. It's pretty fun.
Does it?
It's pretty fun.
Does it sway in earthquakes?
But yeah, so you're probably going to hear a lot of dogs barking outside, and I live in a very Mexican neighborhood, so...
No shame.
Maybe a rooster.
A rooster? Is there really a rooster in here?
Someone used to have a peacock.
That's cool.
And like it...
Yeah,
like that sound. It was like for the longest time when I was little, I was like, "What the hell is that noise? What animal is that?" And finally,
it's a snipe. It's a snipe.
It's a snipe. Yeah,
you know where that's from.
King Ho.
No,
didn't from they
up the snipe?
Is that what they called it up?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's like, "Go catch a snipe."
Oh, true.
God. Anyways, let me get back to the movies. Okay,
yeah.
I watched Valkyrie.
Boring.
No, it's not boring. It's pretty... Actually, it did get boring after the climax. I mean, I'm not going to tell you. I mean, like, if you don't know what Valkyrie it's about, an attempt to assassinate Hitler. Obviously, it failed. Obviously, Hitler was still alive, but... Still is alive.
And he's a lizard person. The aliens, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The aliens came down and
they
sex with humans.
What they said is
the Illuminati.
The Illuminati, yeah. They said that
9/11 was an inside job.
Oh, now you just opened up a whole can of worms. I don't know about that. Anyway, let me get back.
Conspiracy worms.
No, what really happened is Hitler hitched a ride in that time machine back to present times. So that's what happened. He's around somewhere. Anyways. It's a good movie. Good movie to watch. Thrilling, yes. It's pretty sad. I mean, come on. It's World War II Germany. The house. But it's good to watch. Compared to Inglourious Basterds.
Well, Inglourious Bastards was a fun-filled family romp.
Exactly. Yeah, that's completely true. Yeah, you can't really compare them. If you want a good based on a true story film, go watch Valkyrie.
Boring.
If you want to watch a fake Hitler get shot to death,
awesome movie.
Go watch. Awesome. I did like Inglourious Basterds. I saw it like 3 times in the movie theater.
Exactly. I saw it once and it was like, oh, okay. Now yeah. I know if I'm ever in a bind, I could burn down an old movie theater and make a big explosion.
Yeah, exactly. But you need a lot of 35mm film or something. I forgot what it's called. Mm. Yeah. You seen any good movies, AB?
Let's see. I think I might go see Princess and the Frog on Monday.
I heard that's actually pretty good.
It has jazzy black people in it, so I'm gonna enjoy the hell out of that.
Why?
Because I love Creole.
Creole?
You love Creole? Food?
I've never had Creole food.
Dude, speaking of Creole and stuff like that, like Disney movies, we're going to Disneyland.
We're going to Disneyland. This week,
and that is gonna Disneyland. Be amazing. Yes. New Orleans Square is like, that's, have you ever had the clam chowder or the vegetarian gumbo and all that stuff?
No, I'm not losing.
It's right there, right outside, you know that really gay,
Yeah, there's a restaurant, right?
No, that's the Blue Bayou, that's the one all up in. But you know, right outside that horrible, horrible, not haunted mansion, the Nightmare Before Christmas store. The one with all the
nightmares. I know where that is, yeah.
Yeah, that horrible store where, like...
What are you talking about? You were there, like...
Well, I love the place, but still, that store is horrible. I don't need...
You know, I'm so happy that I never wore one Nightmare Before Christmas shirt growing up.
Kiss my ass. I was wearing one yesterday.
I was wearing one yesterday. Thank God.
No.
And I never owned one of those lame Jack Skellington sweaters. God.
My girlfriend has one of those. Okay, buddy.
I'm not saying anything.
No, here's my thing. It's fine if you have like something has him on it. That's fine. Has like a saying from the movie the shirt I was wearing. It had him on it. He had a little doll in his hand and said, "But what does it mean?" Which is from the movie.
Yeah,
but if you have like a picture of him all looking scary, like round, and it says, "I'm your worst nightmare" on the bottom, it's like, oh, okay. That's horrible.
Yeah.
But anyway, there's a little like, not a stand. It's a little food place, and you eat delicious clam chowder there. Like I try to get one every time I go.
Clam chowder.
Clam chowder is
delicious. I don't think I've ever in my life had clam
it's
chowder.
It's in a sourdough bread bowl. You're.
I've seen that. I've seen that. I've seen that. Yeah, and like you open it up, right? And
it's
like
delicious.
No, where I go to eat at Disneyland every time, I go to the Hungry Bear.
Hungry Bear?
Have you ever been there?
I don't think I've ever been there.
We should go. You can get your clam chowder or whatever, but I always go to the Hungry Bear restaurant and get a burger. I got a funnel cake. Have you had Disneyland funnel cakes?
Yeah.
Delicious. I've never had one.
Whoa, watch your mouth.
Oh. Beeping. And editing.
They're bleeping delicious.
Bleeping delicious. I always get a burger, which is kind of sad. I should not get burgers at Disneyland.
Why?
Because I can get burgers anywhere. But then again, they don't serve, like,
anything. Well, you can anything. Get pizza anywhere, but Pizza Umau Mau at California Adventure is still delicious.
I've never been there.
Yeah, I took you there.
Pizza Umau Mau?
I didn't take you to Pizza Umau Mau, but I took you to California Adventure.
Yeah, but I've never been to Pizza Umau Mau.
Well, it's a fun name
of course
to say, isn't it?
Of course
isn't it,
I've
isn't
been
it a fun name to say? Come on, Pizza Umau Mau.
What is this?
Pizza Umau Mau. No.
Oh, I get it. I thought it was, like, a Chinese, like, Mau, like... Mmm, Mao. Like that, like pizza. Mmm, Mao.
Mao.
Mao, Mao, Mao. That's delicious communist pizza. Mmm, Mao. Like that.
Oh, ha.
Nice one.
Yeah. So, we're going to Disneyland as a double date.
As a double date.
I'm bringing Audrey. And
I'm bringing Maria, my significant other.
And it's a Christmas gift for her, right?
Christmas gift. Who knows? Who knows? There's a thing going on.
Just because.
Just because. Yeah. Just because.
Maybe it's a just because.
Just because. Yeah.
Well, what did you get? Well, I guess you shouldn't say.
I shouldn't say. Oh. Wow. That's pretty.
Come on.
Can you send me that ringtone to Rugrats?
Yeah, it's Rugrats. Is my sister Carla calling? Hello. Oh, she hung up on me.
Oh, okay. Brings me back to the days when Rugrats are cool.
Rugrats are cool. I just Netflixed Rugrats.
Rugrats were cool. Rugrats All Grown Up was not cool.
Oh, well, anything on Teen Nick.
It was not Teen Nick, it was on Nick.
Oh, well, anything. I don't know, because I do enjoy some Schneider's Bakery things.
You know, all right, Drake, I know who that is. Yeah. You know, Drake, I never liked Drake and Josh.
Okay. All right. Disneyland. Back to, okay, what do you plan on, like, what
rides do I plan on going on? Is that what you're asking me? The best rides there. Indiana Jones.
Uh-huh.
Splash Mountain.
Uh-huh.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
For sure?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
It's good, but that's like
It's a staple. Like, if you go to Disneyland, you have to go on Pirates of the Caribbean. And Haunted Mansion. Why I'm excited.
No, I am not.
This is why I'm excited. Because I have never been to Disneyland during Christmas.
I
want to see everything that they've changed. And the Haunted Mansion, like, they put the whole Jack Skellington
thing on, right? It's the Night Before Christmas thing.
So you should love it.
Well, okay. I do love it. I've seen it. I think I've been on it for Christmas time, like, maybe twice. But until they actually change it up, like, something completely new, no thanks. Like,
do they make it snow?
Like, at Disneyland?
Yeah.
I don't know, do they? I don't know.
I hope they do. They better pay in money.
'Tis the season.
Yeah. Well, yeah, this is why I'm excited, because I've never been to Disneyland during Christmas. I've always wanted to go. I love Disneyland, first of all, so I'm going to love it even more during Christmas. The one thing that I'm going to be scared of is the crowds.
It's probably going to be really bad.
It's going to be really crowded, right? So,
which is why we have to leave here at, like really early, get there.
It's going to be first so crowded. I'm so sad.
If we get there earlier enough, we can get on, like, Space Mountain twice without having to wait in line.
So is that what we're going to hit first or something?
Yeah, that's like always the one you hit first.
Really?
Yeah, well, Audrey and I, we have,
You have a plan?
We have annual passes.
Uh-huh.
So, like, we used to have a plan, but now...
Make a plan. We have to make a plan.
Well, yeah.
You hit the best rides first,
you go, except for Splash Mountain. Now when you wait till it's either really hot, like, because you don't want to be wet
freezing?
Yeah, you don't want to be wet all night or all day. All day. Like, that kind of sucks.
Yeah, that's why I kind of don't like Splash Mountain.
It's fun.
I don't like getting wet. Yeah.
But then I don't want to be a little puss and say no, or be a puss and get, like, a poncho or something like that.
Dude, you know, I asked for a poncho once. You have to buy them.
Yeah, they cost
money. They're, like, $7.
Cash money.
Yeah, that's so much money.
I bring some plastic bags.
Do you?
No, I don't, ever.
Do you?
So ghetto.
Is that legal? Do they let you?
Well, just put your food in it. You can bring food in now, which is awesome.
Again? I remember they used to tell you to go to the picnic area.
Yeah, like...
That's BS.
I hate that. But now you can bring your food in.
Yeah, which is funny, because my mom used to do that. She used to take food, and then I used to, like, oh, f***. And so, but now my mom is over that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, dude, no, seriously, like, I always make sure... That bread bowl I was talking about thing, the clam chowder thing.
You always get it.
Yeah.
What I always get is a churro.
Churro? Nah.
And at the end of the night, like when I'm leaving, hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate? That's what like Audrey does. Audrey always gets the hot chocolate.
Yeah, I always do that.
No, I remember before I got the annual pass, like I hadn't been in a long time. Well, I hadn't gotten a pickle in a long time.
Pickles? Dude, wait, sir.
Let me tell you about those pickles. I, like, all day, I was all like, oh, I'm gonna get a pickle. I haven't had a Disneyland pickle in so long. Oh, my mouth is watering. Delicious.
Oh, that's...
Nice, sour dill pickle. Good old Disneyland pickle.
Yeah.
I get it. Disgusting.
It's the worst pickle ever.
It is horrible. It was not sour. It's like, seriously, my favorite pickles in the world are the crappy Smart and Final dill pickles.
What about Vlasic?
Well, no, because Vlasic is gross and kosher, and I hate kosher salt. Kosher salt is disgusting. I think it ruins pickles. But yeah.
Well, that's coming from like a pickle connoisseur.
Exactly.
Connoisseur here.
The quality of pickles.
First of all, pickles are gross.
Pickles are
disgusting no matter where or from where or what kind they are. Pickles are gross. Okay. Unless they're like on burgers and little. But I always feel like nauseous when like I see people just like biting into pickles. Yeah, it's so sick.
That sound, that
and it like that
sound.
Vinegary smell.
It's vinegary, delicious.
It's disgusting.
It's delicious.
And the people who like after like they talk to you after eating a pickle, like you want to be like 5 feet away from them because you don't want to smell their breath. It's gross.
That's true.
It's gross.
Like you put a single pickle in your lunch.
Yeah, and like
in your backpack or something.
Yeah, it's gross.
Stinks all day.
So first of all, I don't care. Like you can give me the pickle pitch for an hour, and I'll still hate pickles. They're gross.
That's crazy.
They're gross. And second of all, you bought fruit or is that a fruit? It's a vegetable. But you bought fruit or vegetables at Disneyland.
Well, hang on. Have you had Dole Whip? Dole Whip from the Dole pineapple stand outside of the Tiki Room.
Okay, but that's Dole Whip. That's a whip, but it'd be weird because I see people buying bananas.
A banana?
For $1.25 at Disneyland.
Apple ones.
And how much was it?
I don't know.
Like $1.50.
It's Granny Smith, so it was worth it.
Oh, yeah, right. You can buy Granny Smith anywhere for like a pound for $1.25 or something, a pound of apples. But like, they give you one apple for $1.25. That's a complete rip.
I don't know. When you get to Disneyland, you're just in a Disneyland spirit.
That's true. My wallet's open. Yeah, that's true. That's very true as well. But then again, I'm never going to buy fruit at Disneyland. Never. Unless...
We'll be surprised.
Unless I have, like, kids who want fruit and I can't get them to shut up.
Damn it.
Yeah. I don't
damn
have kids
it, Billy.
Yet. Yeah, I'm not going to name my kid Billy.
What would you name your kid?
Maybe.
Thank you. That's touching.
It's a beautiful name. Hopefully, it looks like you.
I told Audrey I would name if we ever had kids, you know, looking down the line, I would name them after the Autobots,
like Decepticon.
No, Autobots. The
like Megatron. Guys. Like Megatron.
The good guys.
Oh, like Jetski.
Like, this is. Shut up. Like, yeah, this is little Jazz.
Oh, it's Starscream.
This is little,
It's Starscream.
This is little, Optimus Prime. That way, whenever it's time to go, I could be like, Autobots, mobilize, let's go,
well,
in the car.
So bad.
And then she, assured me that that would never happen, so I said, okay, in that case, if we ever get dogs or something like that, get an army of dogs, I'm naming them definitely each one after an Autobot. Just.
And then they would turn into cats, like...
And they would transform into cats, like...
Transform
into
cats. Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah, that'd be so good. Yeah, I always I remember I used to have a Transformers game on PlayStation.
What was that like?
It's horrible because I was like, yeah, Transformers. I want to see them f***ing transform. Oh, beeping transform. My bad. I want to see them transform every time I press triangle. Yes, but like, I started playing the game. I was like, yeah, transform. And like,
you must unlock this.
No. It wasn't even that bad. But, they started transforming, and, like, halfway through the transform, they would turn into a blob of shit, and then they would become the car or something. Or, like, the animal, because back, the animal,
Beast
it was
Wars.
Beast Wars, yeah.
Beast Wars was awesome.
Beast Wars was Transformers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And so, like, halfway through the transform, they would become, like, an amorphous blob.
So it was, like, just a big cop-out.
It was just a big cop-out, exactly. And that just made me sad, and made me not want to play the game.
Well, what new games have you been playing?
I've been playing on the PSP. New. I bought this game.
The Go or?
No. Okay. Sadly, I don't have the PSP Go. But first, let me talk about the games I've been playing. I bought a downloadable game called Holy Invasion of Privacy Batman. What did I do to deserve this?
What?
Yeah. Can you believe it? It's a Japanese game. Come on, obviously. It's called Holy Invasion of Privacy Batman. What did I do to deserve this?
And what is that?
It was, the game's about dungeon making.
Dungeon making?
Yeah, it's a 2D game. It's like, it looks really old school. It's really retro looking game. And like, you start out with a grid, and you're the god of destruction, but all you are is a pickaxe. So what you have to do...
Hang on, what culture worships a pickaxe?
Yeah, exactly, right? It's a, you're like the god of destruction, you're a pickaxe. have you played what's the game? What's the game that I hate by Nintendo? It's called Picross.
Picross? Picross is awesome.
Picross. It's like Picross. It's kind of like Picross, except instead of like trying to find the numbers or something, whatever it's about, like the alpha, it's shapes and stuff. You make a dungeon. And every little block that you destroy.
Okay, what does Invasion of Privacy or Batman have to do with this?
Batman.
Oh, Batman.
Batman. Every little square that you break, a little monster pops out, and they're called slime mosses. And like, you're supposed to make
slime slime mosses. Oh, slime mosses.
Yeah, like a moss.
Isn't that kind of redundant?
Slime
moss already slimy.
I don't know.
You spent money on this game.
Let me tell you, okay? And you're supposed to make an ecosystem. So it's a lot, it's like looking at an ant farm, mm-hmm. you know? Like the game is like that, and you're looking at an ant farm with monsters. And the slime monsters, they suck nutrients out of the soil and put them somewhere else. And they put them in other poop. Blocks. As poop. And like the more nutrients one block of soil has, the stronger the monster inside that block gets. You know? So like if like five slime monsters put all the sucked up energy into one block, you get like a little lizard creature that hatches from that block when you break it. And so, yeah, it seems weird, but it's really fun. And so what you have to do is just make an ecosystem, you know, because the bigger monsters need little monsters to eat.
Gotcha.
You know?
So it's like a rip-off of Spore or something.
No, not Spore, because Spore is like 3D. Yeah, I don't know about Spore, then just make it monsters or something, but like, it's fun, it's pretty good, it's very hard, it's really difficult. Because the point is, like, after a certain time, heroes come in, because you're the bad guy. So heroes come in and try to take away Badman, which is the little dude that you have to protect. You have to make a dungeon to protect Badman. And you have to make a dungeon, and you put him as far away from the entrance of the dungeon as possible. You know? Is this boring? Is this boring?
Yes,
you,
it is.
Okay, fine. The point is, it's really fun. It's a good game. Price was $20.
$20. How much did you got Crash Bandicoot, right?
Yeah.
The first one or
the third one?
Crash Bandicoot. How much did that cost?
$6. And I got Spyro Year of the Dragon.
That's awesome.
$6. $12.
So $12 for two awesome games.
Yeah.
$20 for a game you're like, whatever.
It's good. I liked it, but now that I think about it, you're right. You're right. Like, I kind of wish it was 15 at least, but I bought it at 20. I just want to give it a try. It's a good game. Wait for price drop. It's fun. It's very hard if you want a challenge. It's a puzzle. It's a puzzle game.
Yeah.
You know, it's very fun if you want a challenge.
Well, I have the DSi. I don't have a PSP.
Right, because you're a loser.
Oh, because
The world would beg to differ, you know?
Exactly.
DS sells like hotcakes.
Old people play DSi.
Have you heard of the DS?
The DSLL.
LL. You know why they made that?
XL.
You know why they made that?
It's for old people.
It's for old people.
To play DS.
No, because in Japan, the DS is used as a web browser.
Which makes sense.
By old people. And so...
Well, old people want to play their brain age and their
stability. Sure, I guess so.
And
so they were getting blind, and I think Japan is the only place where that would happen, where like old people would complain and something would happen.
Like, hey,
Nintendo, can you make your DS bigger? Signed,
old people of Japan.
And Nintendo, yeah,
like yeah, we can make that. You know
why?
You'll buy it, right?
You'll buy it, right? Yeah, you'll buy it. Yeah,
of course.
Because they love money. That's why. Because they love money.
Who doesn't love money?
Okay, go on.
I downloaded a bunch of games for that thing. And like, I think
How much do games cost on the DS?
They have like different
things. Do they have the newer version, like newer games? Because the thing about the PSP, you can now buy full games, like retail games, you know, like Final Fantasy, whatever.
Yeah.
Online for like $40. Can you do that on DS?
No, not yet. Not yet. Okay.
No, I'm just joking.
But yeah, so like, I've made some bad purchases on that.
Yeah? Yeah?
But, all in all...
Nothing $20?
No. $20! It's insane!
It's just $20.
It's just $20, says the adult. Anyway, so like, I downloaded, you know, the art style games, like there's this one, Picross. You have no idea what I'm talking
about. I'm not cool enough for that stuff.
Well, anyway, I downloaded this one game called, like, Battle of the Giants Dragons. Why
would you get that?
Because...
Just listen, Battle of Giants Dragons.
Bronze Edition.
Was it the Bronze Edition that sold you?
No. What it was is the fact that I love games... Where you are dragons. I love dragons.
Like Spyro?
No, I love Spyro. Uh-huh. But no, I love games
We're a giant.
Where you battle. Customize your character.
You don't customize that game, do you?
Yeah, you do. It's like, oh, I'm gonna make his spine red, and I'm gonna make his tail blue.
Oh, whack.
It's awesome. Like, no, I'm gonna make his horns this shape. Make his wings this shape. Oh, look, they have the ragged edges. He looks like a badass dragon. Mm-hmm. And aside from that, like, it was the most sluggish thing ever. Like, the controls... It was so bad.
Dude, it just sounds like one of those generic games.
It was. I wasted $8.
You know, that's like buying like...
But uh-huh. I spent $500 points, $5.
$5, yeah.
On the first, is it the first? I don't know. Anyway, a Bomberman game. Mm-hmm. That game is so hard.
Yeah, like, that's why I would like Bomberman.
I
never got in a Bomberman.
My friend Christian and I will play it at school, and we'll seriously spend an entire lunch just like, did you beat it? No, that thing, it's so frustrating.
If you want frustrating challenge, Holy Invasion of Privacy Batman. It gets so hard.
Well,
it's a hard game to begin with. Which I beat it after like a month of having it, and because I played it like nonstop. You get a whole nother adventure.
Whoa.
Yeah, you press, like, L and R.
Do you get to play as good man?
No, you're still bad man, but, like, the good guys are way harder to kill, you know?
I guess.
It's fun. It's an innovative title.
I don't know. My friend got... He just got an iPod Touch, so I'm playing a bunch of iPod Touch games during school.
I don't know about that.
You know what's definitely worth $10?
What?
Definitely worth $10?
What?
The Rock Band game on that thing.
Rock Band?
That thing is so fun.
Is it?
Like, seriously.
Have you played Rock Band Unplugged for PSP?
No.
That's fun.
Well, isn't it just like, is it just like, what you call it? Like, their Electro-Harmonix' old games?
Yeah.
Like Frequency and
Yeah,
all
yeah,
too.
Yeah. It is, but so it's like better music.
Well, duh, better music.
It has the Jackson.
Wait. With better music, you're telling me you didn't like that Herbie Hancock mix and Amplitude? You didn't like DJ Qbert? No?
Nope.
David Bowie?
Actually, everyone. You know, really? I didn't play Amplitude or those games to the max.
Yeah. My brother.
To the max. Like, I never played those games to the max. I bet he did.
He loved those games.
Alright.
Yeah, those games.
That's where
I first discovered Freeze Pop.
Oh really?
Yeah.
From on what game?
They've literally on what been game? They've been in every Electro Harmonix game.
Yeah, they have.
Awesome.
They have.
That's what like I'm play I was it a couple nights ago, my sister had this white elephant thing, like Chris.
Right. I was thinking about doing that with my family, but I was like, no.
Yeah, well, we were there, and it was getting, you know, kind of boring. The TV was on. We were watching Scrubs at one point, and it was like...
So did you
Someone bring Rock Band, please. Someone just bring...
Beatles Rock Band.
Yeah, so we started playing Beatles Rock Band, and it was just awesome. Just like, that... No party is complete without...
Beatles Rock Band?
No, just...
Just Rock Band, in general.
Rock Band, Guitar Hero 5. Or Beatles Rock Band, just one of those games, you absolutely, positively need that at a party now.
I think so, too. What do you think about Tony Hawk Ride?
That is stupid.
What do you think about that? What do you think about that as a party game?
No.
Can you imagine that?
Well, hang on. That can't be a party game because one player.
That's
all I'm
going to
say, one player.
But I
just
do
like,
think...
Just like, I play DJ Hero.
Uh-huh, and that's one player.
No,
you can plug a guitar in there.
Well, yeah, you can plug a guitar and a mic there. The point is... It's not as good as a full band game.
Yeah, yeah.
A full band game is just amazing. Like, you're there, yesterday night, I get home, and my sister has a bunch of coworkers over to play, and they all suck. They're all on easy, and my sister and I are like, oh, yeah, we're on expert.
Losers. I hate those people.
The easy ones?
No, the expert people. You play on easy? What are you doing?
What a loser.
What are you doing? Play on easy.
Everyone else is a loser compared to us. It's just all right. Scientific
okay.
fact.
Okay.
So anyway, so I roll up in the club, and I'm just like...
In the club?
Well, yeah, I can...
I can play expert.
I can do this. What, you need a singer? Yeah, no problem. I'll sing. So I go up there, and I, you know, I blow their minds is what I do.
What do you mean?
Well, just got a bit of a round of applause. It was amazing.
No one
had ever seen a singer of such caliber. Yeah.
Live.
That's what I'm known for.
I'm known for
blowing minds. Anyway. So yeah, that's pretty, like, I just bought Legend of Zelda Spirit Tracks, and I'm getting ready to play that. I literally started it today.
Legend of Zelda's good.
It's always good.
Did you ever play the Game Boy Advance Legend of Zelda, the Minish Cap?
Nah.
It was really good. For a Game Boy game, it's really good.
The last one I played was Wind Waker.
The last one you played? Dude, that is one of the most underrated Zelda games ever.
I love it.
It's one of the best, in my opinion, one of the best Legend of Zelda games ever. Completely underrated because people hated on it because of its cel-shaded.
Cel-shaded is amazing.
Yeah.
I will sit through that horrible Spider-Man show and Iron Man show.
Which one's that?
I've never seen Teen Iron. It's horrible.
He's like a teenage Tony Stark.
What did he do?
Stark, yeah. Did he make weapons in high school? That's illegal.
Yeah, you know.
Is he gonna make nuclear bombs in high school or something?
The way it started, I remember I got the first episode free on iTunes. It was horrible. It's just like his dad, you know, doesn't give him enough attention.
Oh god.
He's a little rich boy.
So he became a drunk.
Yeah, he became
in high school.
Then and there in high school.
Oh, I see.
And like he womanizes and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so it's like just teenage Tony Stark with his Iron Man suit, and it's horrible because it's just so bad. But I sat through the entire episode
because
it's cel shaded, and that's beautiful.
I'm sorry, no.
Cel shaded is beautiful.
No, I know it's great and all, but I'm not gonna sit through a show just for the cel shadedness.
I will.
I'm not gonna do that. No. Dude, you know what? Do you know about Iron Man comics? Do you know about them at all?
Not really.
Have you ever read any?
All I know is that he's a drunk.
Oh, okay. Because I think I know what the next movie's going to be about. Have they said what it's going to be about yet? Do you know?
Like
what's
Iron
the
Man
plot?
2?
Yeah, what's the plot line?
That Russian dude...
Does he steal something?
Yeah, he figures out how to make
another
the thing. And then War Machine is all up in there, too.
Nah, my bad, then. Because I thought they were going to make...
Iron Man 2, starring Terrence Howard.
Really? Who's that? I don't get it.
How do you not... Terrence Howard is the original guy that was supposed to be War Machine, but...
I thought it was Cuba Gooding Jr.
What?
Wasn't Cuba Gooding Jr. in the first
no,
one?
No, that was Terrence Howard. Hustle and Flow, dog. Hustle and Flow.
Right. Oh, Terrence dude, I Howard. Always get those two confused. My bad.
Racist.
Dude, Cuba... No, it's not being racist. They look like each other. Cuba Gooding Jr. and...
Listeners, pull up a picture of Cuba Gooding Jr. and Terrence Howard. Untrue.
I thought Cuba... They're both the same skin color. They're both
that's
black.
What I'm saying. They're racist. They're
No, that's not true. That's
anyway.
I get confused with Salma Hayek and Penelope Cruz sometimes too.
Well, that's just because you're so damned racist.
No, I'm not racist. I thought it was Cuba Gooding Jr. My bad.
So
Terrence Howard, they booted him.
They booted him. Yeah.
Why? I love
that's
that guy.
Exactly. He's awesome.
I love that guy.
But no, they got Don Cheadle. I love that guy as well.
Isn't he fat? Oh no, Don Cheadle. I know Don Cheadle. He was in Hotel Rwanda. I knew that. Right?
That's Don Cheadle. When Hotel Rwanda came out, my brother told me that he just had this image in his head of it being like a barbershop slash...
What the
f***? Like a barbershop style movie. Like, come on down to Hotel Rwanda.
Yeah.
Like,
oh wow.
Did
he see it?
No. And then he saw like a trailer and he was like
whoa.
When I heard Hotel Rwanda.
Yeah, wow. Talk about racism. No, I'm just kidding.
I respect African Americans.
Okay.
It's not like if you find my Twitter stream.
Yeah, you won't
find
the N-word.
N-word.
No. Yeah, you totally
you won't
do.
See that at all.
Bleep that out. Anyway, you shouldn't say that word, people. You shouldn't say it. I don't say
it. It's a horrible word.
I don't say it.
With a horrible meaning.
Yeah, exactly. Don't say gay. Say dude with the gamer. Dude with more
hey,
games
you
than friends.
You know what? That's so gamer guy with
that's
more friends.
That's so gamer guy
with more
friends.
Games than friends.
Yeah. Okay. And what are we talking about? What are we talking about? Was it Iron Man 2? My bad. I thought the plot was going to be, because what happened in Iron Man was that he like injected this thing called Extremis into him, mm-hmm. inside of him, which mm-hmm. would let him
yeah.
wear his suit under.
Yeah.
Okay, uh-huh. Never mind. Next topic. What are you talking about?
Well, we're talking about Wind Waker, yeah.
Right. How did we get from Wind Waker to that? Right. Wind Waker, best game, one of the best games ever.
Awesome.
It was really great. And it is a lot of content, you know, I had to find all the islands.
I still want that ocarina.
Which, oh, dude.
The one that they sell in magazines and stuff.
Yeah, those are cool.
Think Geek sells it. ThinkGeek.com for all your geeky pleasures.
I've never been there, but
it's amazing.
I've been to a nerdy show, just something like that.
Okay. And like Jinx. Well, just playing video game. Every party needs.
Oh, right.
Beatles. Rock band.
Like, Beatles rock band. I haven't.
DJ Hero. Like DJ Hero is so fun. Like everyone in this house, save for my parents, mm-hmm. plays that game.
Really? You know, and I tried that.
We all have we all have DJ names.
What's your DJ name?
DJ. I'm AB. I'm MC.
Get it AM. Get it DJ AM.
AB. DJ Dead.
DJ Dead.
DJ. That's my name. Serious. DJ Dead.
Just turn it to Serious DJ. Podcast.
Rest in peace, DJ AM.
Rest in peace, DJ AM. You survived a plane crash to die.
Just to die a little while later. Why? Because you OD'd because you were in love with some girl that didn't want to be with you.
Really?
Think so.
I don't know about that.
Anyway, so yeah, my DJ name is MC Swagabunch.
Swagabunch?
Because I've got a bunch of swag.
Swag.
Yeah, swag so to just, give. Like, just like my sister Carla, you know, her name is DJ CJ. I don't remember these names.
Pause. Hello? Alright. Okay. Okay, alright, Mom. Alright, bye. It's just a phone call from home. I mean, from work.
Okay. Call your boss, Mom.
Call my boss, yeah.
Yeah. Bye, Mom. Love you too.
Love you too, Mom. Yes. Bye. Bye, Snuggles. That's it. Okay.
No.
Anyways, are we talking about Beatles Rock Band? It's fun. Oh, you're DJ
Hero.
Oh, DJ.
DJ, like, I was over at the Best Buy the other day,
mm-hmm.
and that stand that it comes with.
Oh
like,
yeah,
it's a special
cool.
thing. It is so cool.
Yeah.
Like, it's so much better than playing on your lap or something.
Yeah. You know what I think happened? What? I think Activision, the people who made DJ Hero. Just the thought of ways to get people to waste their money.
Excuse you, sir, but...
No, I'm not saying that DJ Hero is a bad game.
DJ Hero is definitely
They thought of ways to try and sell things to you and charge as much as possible and justify it.
Banjo Hero, come
back. Yeah, exactly, things like that. A Banjo Hero, and sure, that's fine, but like...
Glockenspiel.
No, right. And then like, get the limited edition to get a washboard. Yeah, you know, or something like that.
A limited edition washboard,
you know, is the same thing with Tony Hawk Ride. Do you know how much Tony Hawk Ride cost when it came out?
$3,000.
No. It cost $120. $120. Do you know how much I saw it at like Best Buy?
How much?
Like $80.
Because it's bad.
Because it's not selling. Yeah, and first of all, why would they price that thing at $120?
Well.
Just to make money.
Exactly.
And God, but that game is horrible. Man,
speaking of making money, Green Day Rock Band.
Oh, God.
My brother is, like, just disenchanted with the world now that Green Day is getting their own rock band. Like,
dude,
me,
next
frankly,
thing you know,
hang on. Frankly, I'm cool with Green Day Rock Band. I love
cool?
Green Day.
I'm not cool with Green Day.
They can have a game. They can have a track pack. I don't care. Either way... I want to play some Green Day songs.
Mm.
Now, I don't think they're as deserving as the Beatles, not by far.
No, definitely not.
But, I guarantee you, Green Day Rock Band will make way more money than Beatles Rock Band.
You are insane.
I am insane, sir.
You are insane. I'm calling you...
Half of the Beatles fans are dead now. How many Green Day fans are there?
Yeah, but they're all like 13.
Them. Exactly. And what 13-year-old
has $120 to spend?
How many 13-year-olds have parents?
Hey.
And how many 13-year-olds are annoying?
Oh god, that's...
Daddy, I need Green Day Rock Band now!
Dude, that's...
American Idiot!
I see what you mean, but I think...
I don't think so. So well.
Because I don't care how, like, the Deftones...
Adults
like Beatles Rock Band.
That's what I'm saying, but then you have to take into account how compared to the Beatles, how many people like Green Day now?
Dude, still a lot of people still like...
A lot of people love the Beatles. I think the Beatles are amazing.
I think
10 times better than Green Day.
Yeah.
But there aren't
trillions.
I guess
there's only millions.
There are millions of people.
It's not. It's billions, right?
there are millions of just little girls and little boys, bunch of 8th graders just adore Green Day.
Yeah. You know what makes so much money?
What?
Rock Band, Nightmare Before Christmas. And you get, like, all those songs in that movie and, like, Rock Band.
Yeah, and then you get the Nightmare Revisited soundtrack.
Exactly. And then they'll sell you, like, the soundtrack to, like, Sweeney Todd, because didn't the same director do that? What's his name?
No. Did they?
Yeah.
I feel like it...
I don't know. But, they'll sell all the soundtracks to those movies. And
so much money.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, the same people who buy Green Day Rock Band.
Exactly. would buy that. But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been listening.
What's your favorite Beatles song?
My favorite Beatles song. Listen. I'm gonna say my favorite Beatles song is I Me Mine. Have you heard that song? I Me Mine.
I've heard that song.
You've heard it.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna sing it on the cast, but...
No, now you have to.
No, I'm not gonna sing it, no. But, it's... I think right now that's my favorite Beatles song.
What's cast?
Yeah, okay, sure. That song, I Be Mine, one of my favorite song. Number two, my favorite song would be, it would be Till There Was You.
No, my favorite Beatles song always will be just... Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band is such a fun song. Like, it is just... I love that song. That album is their best album.
No, I'm not going to say it's their best album.
That is just so good.
It's the best album, but it's good. It's good. It's good.
Well, what new music have you been listening to?
New music? I haven't been listening to much new music. What's the latest thing I listened to? I'm going to say it was the new Julian Casablanca CD.
Now that thing is amazing.
That is pretty good. I was really excited because it's Julian Casablanca's.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, this cannot be bad. And it's not bad. Not that I'm saying it's bad, but I'm like, yeah, Julian Casablanca's, I love the I love the Strokes. I'm sorry, cast listeners. I love the Strokes. Yeah, I loved Albert Hammond Jr.'s single.
I did not hear that.
You didn't hear Albert Hammond, any of it. Well, and then I was like, okay, this is going to be so good. I listened to it, it's good.
It's awesome.
It's good. It's not
makes amazing. You want to dance. It makes you want to dance. That gave like so many more points in my book.
Yeah.
Like it was fun. It was all electronic and cool. Like if you see his live setup, I took Audrey to his first show at the Palace. November 6th. This is his first show.
Cool.
He played there every Friday.
Someone's cool.
For every Friday in November. I took Audrey to his first show there.
That's only 4 Fridays. That's not saying much.
Well, it is saying much. It's an entire month. Anyway. So I took Audrey to his first show. And he has... he has, like, two organs. He has a guitar. He has two guitar players.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the organs, they have keyboards on too.
Yeah,
he has a drummer and then a percussionist.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, one point, the two organists, the two guitar players, they were playing guitars. All four guitars. Squeedly and Meedling. It was amazing. Hang on. And one of the percussionists pulled out a bass, and so she was playing that.
Oh, it's a she?
And then the drummer... it was amazing! Like, that album, everyone you worked with, it was amazing.
Alright. It was amazing. What I'm gonna say is that Albert Hammond Jr.'s stuff, way better. I'm not gonna lie.
I don't know.
Albert Hammond Jr.'s way better. It's way deeper.
It's deeper?
You know, it's way more, you know, his songs like Jun Kasumaga, just like simple beats. Yeah, like simple things, you know, but like Albert Hammond Jr.'s this stuff is so good. I was more satisfied with Albert Hammond Jr. stuff than Julian Casablanca. Not that I wasn't satisfied with Julian Casablanca stuff, but I thought it would be a little more, a little better. It was still good. I just thought it'd be better. Like Albert Hammond Jr. Like the first song I listened to was like, this is the best stuff.
Nah,
so good. But then the first song of like I heard of Julian Casablanca was like, this is good.
Awesome.
This is good.
I disagree with you wholeheartedly, sir. Have you been listening to Dead Weather at all?
I have the album.
How do you like it?
It's I'm gonna say that some songs are hit and miss. Some are good. You know, like obviously what's that one like Just Like Your Mother or something? Treat Me Like Your Mother.
Awesome video.
60 Foot Tall Woman or something like that.
So, yeah, 60 Foot Tall.
60 Foot Tall, that one's good. Cut Like a Buffalo, that's good. Those are some good songs, but like the rest of them are forgettable, I'm gonna say. They're not the best, yeah?
Well, coming from a Third Man Records fanboy.
Yeah,
completely. I wanna punch you in the face.
Yeah, I can understand that.
I adore that band. Anything Jack White touches is gold.
I wouldn't say that.
I'm a member of Third Man Records The Vault. That's
first before you tell them this, tell them how much you have to pay.
As a Vault member, there's two packages. There's your normal package, $7 every 3 months. That only gets you the online stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you don't get as many exclusive things.
Yeah.
And you need a premium account.
Mm-hmm.
And a platinum package for the Vault. Costs $60.
And that's what you're getting.
That's what I'm getting.
$30
a month.
No, wait. It's $60 every...
$60 every quarter.
Every quarter. And a quarter is...
A quarter is 3 months.
Okay. So what you're doing is...
Simple math.
Shut up. And so what you're doing is you're giving them your money.
I will give them all my money.
I will not pay $60.
Let me tell you why I'm paying $60. Not only have I talked with...
You have not talked with Jack White.
I have
White.
Talked with Jack White.
He
answered one of my questions in the chat room.
Oh, God.
He answered my question in the chat room.
Wow. How do you know it wasn't like... A jackbot or something, you know, like jackbot.
Not a
robot.
Jackbot, don't say that.
What if it was like Meg White trying to be cool, like, I want to be Jack White.
Well, then, hey, I spoke to Meg White, that's cool too. Anyway, being a premium member, a platinum package, you know, recipient, I am entitled to three exclusive things every quarter. Mm-hmm. The first quarter came with a mono version of the White Stripes' album, Icky Thump.
That was their worst album ever.
That was not their worst album ever.
You can't say
worst album ever when it comes to that band.
Oh, God.
Then it came with the...
Oh, right, because they're all the worst album ever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why. Because they're all bad. You can't judge all bad.
Sorry, but this is the end of Set for Awesome. We are no longer...
We just broke up. On the first cast.
Yeah. But yeah, so I pay that much because I love them, and you should love the White Stripes too.
You know, I really did like the White Stripes, except, you know, me and Avi have been friends since, like, elementary is fourth.
You were in, like, fifth grade.
I was in, like, fifth grade, you were in, like, fourth grade. So, I'm middle school. We've been friends since, like, basically middle school.
Yeah.
And, the White Stripes are cool. The thing is, Avi, like, absolutely sucked on the White Stripes' teat. For his whole life, basically, you know?
And I was 01.
Yeah, or something. You even remember the date you heard the... That's horrible, you know? But I used to like him, except I used to come over to Amy's house. He absolutely used to play the White Stripes every minute of the day, super loud, and I got absolutely tired of it.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, it just got so annoying. And I think their best album was Elephant. After that, it all went downhill.
Their best album is Distill. Distill is their best album.
But let me just tell you that. Icky Thump absolutely sucked. What was the one before Icky Thump?
Get Behind Me, Satan.
That one was, that was their turning point of sucking. I think after that one was like, okay, we're starting to suck now. Okay? My Zorbo?
Sir. My Zorbo was awesome.
It was so fun. It was alright.
Him playing bass, it was so good.
Alright.
Okay. So good.
I just think you just killed the White Stripes for me.
Well, then more White Stripes for me then, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, okay, since you're so tired of, like, it's Christmas time. What Christmas songs are you tired of? Are you tired of any Christmas songs?
I'm tired of Drummer Boy. That one Drummer Boy. How's that one go? The Rumpa Pum Pum.
Gifts for you.
Yeah, and I'm absolutely tired of that. And because my mom my mom puts it, I think it's Care that plays like Christmas.
Oh god, yeah.
I absolutely am tired of Christmas songs. Except for like, Baby It's Cold Outside. That one? I love that one. I'm not gonna sing it. It's the Baby It's Cold Outside one.
Okay.
Cause it's two.
Well, you know who did a Christmas song, a really awesome one?
The White Stripes, I bet.
Well, they have a Christmas song. It's the cover. It's called Candy Cane Children. It was.
Oh, God.
It was released. Released many years.
Oh, that just sounds stupid. The Candy Cane Children. That just sounds stupid.
It's so good. It is so good. And, like, from that, that's where they got their band motto from. Nobody knows how to talk to children. White Stripes band motto. Nobody knows how to talk to children.
Wow, I've never heard that. I didn't know that.
Well, because you're not a fan.
No, I'm not.
Because you suck.
Sure.
You suck.
Sure.
Anyway, no, my favorite Christmas song right now, like, I remember, I think, way back when, like, 2004, my favorite Christmas song was The Darkness's Christmas Time, Let the Bells Ring.
What happened to The Darkness?
They broke up, and he left.
Really?
And now they're back together, except they don't call themselves The Darkness anymore, he's not in it. So it's like...
Weird. What the?
I want Justin Hawkins.
Right.
I want some...
Okay, go on.
Anyway, that song was like the most rockin' thing ever. It's like... You know, it was amazing. Didn't think that would be topped. Well... First off, White Stripes as Candy Cane Children will never be top. But The Darkness's song was my number two favorite Christmas song. Didn't think that would be top, but if you ordered Julian Casablancas' album on iTunes...
Which I didn't.
Which you didn't, because you're not tech-savvy like I am.
Yeah, it's really tech-savvy to push the buy button.
To push pre-order, actually.
Oh, pre-order. Okay, yeah. I'm sorry.
But yeah, so I pre-ordered it, and I got it, and it came with this song that he wrote a long time ago for Saturday Night Live. It's called, I Wish It Was Christmas, and if you see the skit, it's just a bunch of Chris Kattan and Horatio Sands was singing. It was amazing. It was just hilarious, and he did it for this single, and it is the coolest Christmas song ever. It makes you want to dance. Julian Casablancas, Phrases for the Young, makes you want to dance.
I do like that album name.
It's so good. Phrases with a PH, if you want to look that up. Phrases with a PH and a Z.
Yeah.
Doesn't Phrases already have a PH?
No.
I don't know how to spell.
Wait, yeah, it does. Yeah, but it has a Z in there.
Okay, Phrases with a Z.
I was like, what are you trying to say, Amy? Like, yeah. That is how you spell phrase. Like, I don't think our listeners are that stupid.
Well, I would love to see that in Rock Band or something. Just Julian Casablancas. More Strokes in Rock Band.
I remember when Reptilia was on there, I was tripping balls.
The best thing ever.
I was like, wow, this is the best game ever. I can play Reptilia. And, no, they never put 1251 in it, did they? All I remember is Reptilia in there. Yeah, they need more strokes in there.
That's the only one that's in any of those games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, did you ever, what was that one game for the Wii where you get to, like, do the orchestra stuff?
Wii Music?
Wii Music.
Oh, God.
I don't have that.
No. Don't get that. That's Nintendo's way of trying to put Wii in front of anything and hopefully it sells. You know, like, Wii Sports sold like crazy.
It was amazing.
Wii Sports Resort sold like crazy. Wii Music?
Turn a light on in here.
Wii Music? It sucked. Absolutely sucked.
But you could play the Zelda song.
You could, yeah, but song. You weren't playing it. This is what you're doing. You were flapping around.
You were waving a wand around. But that's how much I love Mario. Like, the reason why I got that Pictobits game, it's one of the DSi games.
Because you love this Zelda
thing. Because you can unlock, like, Zelda theme and Mario theme. Mm-hmm. Which brings me to my next point. Mario is still the best character ever. Like,
not better than Link?
Better than Link, yeah.
Better than Master Chief?
Everything's better than Master Chief.
You know, I was very sad when they actually killed the Sonic IP. Like, the Sonic, you know?
Like, when was that for you?
When was that for me? After the Dreamcast. Because I remember, the thing that killed Sonic was that they could not handle, or like, Sega could not make a good Sonic game in 3D, except for Sonic Adventures.
Sonic Adventures 1
and
2.
1 and 2, those really are fun. But after that, like, they went crazy. They went absolutely crazy, like, and they just lost. They just, like, they focused more on the, like, 3D adventure.
Which
more
was
than
horrible.
Right. More than, like, what the game is supposed to be about, which is about a hedgehog running around, you know?
You know what breaks my heart, though?
What?
I have a little cousin who's, like, 10.
Uh-huh. He loves Sonic?
He loves Sonic. No, well...
Sonic.
No, hang on. He loves video games.
I still love Sonic.
He doesn't matter how bad they are.
He just plays
He will it. Think they are the best game ever. Uh-huh. Like, oh, Amy, did you get the new Sonic game?
Oh, God.
It's amazing.
Oh, God.
Best game ever.
Yeah.
Like,
the one where he turns into a werewolf?
Sorry,
like,
the one
you know,
is
you
horrible.
Know you're crazy. Well... You know you're crazy when you make Sonic into a werewolf. What the hell? What were they thinking? I think that's what kept Mario alive. They kept it to the point. They didn't do any crazy story.
He's still a plumber.
He's still a plumber, and he's still saving the princess.
Exactly.
He's still saving the princess, you know? And,
wait
you know,
a sec.
What?
What? Zelda.
What about Zelda?
Link always... Always saves the princess.
Yeah, so?
Are Link and Mario the same okay, that's stupid.
No, because Mushroom Kingdom and Hyrule is a different place.
How do you know?
I see. Because I've never seen any sewer pipes in Legend of Zelda. I've seen holes in the ground.
That's true. Well, there you go. That's your sewer pipe.
Okay, alright. But, they absolutely killed
they
Sonic
have
the Hedgehog.
They do plants in Hyrule.
No, they don't. Those are called Deku Scrubs and Deku...
Piranha Plants.
Okay, fine. But, you know, they put Sonic in, like, a JR, like, into, like, an RPG thing where, like, he was kissing, like,
I don't know.
voice crack. I remember seeing, like, a trailer for a game, and it was him, like, holding hands with, like, some hot, like, you know, like, it looked like a Final Fantasy character. And I saw that, I was like, what are they doing? You know? I was like, wow. Sonic, I'm sorry. I feel super bad for you. You were like the first game I had. Cause
Sonic Team.
I never had Super Nintendo. I had a Sega Genesis. And so Sonic...
I never had a Sega.
No? I had Sega. I was a Sega kid, you know? I was never a Super Nintendo kid. But Sonic 2 was like my favorite game since like for a long time. And then like I played like Sonic Adventure on the GameCube, because I never had a Dreamcast either.
Wait, they had Sonic? Yeah, they did.
They ported it over. And that was like a two.
Forever in the, after those
yeah, 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 it was forever. And then after that, it all went down the tube.
Like, it all went horrible.
It all went horrible. And like, the good thing about Mario is they kept it old school. I mean, look at New Super Mario Brothers. It's the same game. It's the exact same game, except in 3D and... Now he has a few power-ups.
That penguin thing is pretty adorable.
Yeah, and like, guess what? It sold like hotcakes.
Like hotcakes.
Just like hotcakes, because it's the same thing. It's the same concept. And people, you know, and I somehow wish that they could make that for Sonic, you know? How about making a new Sonic 2D game?
A 2D game.
Yeah, how about that? Making it good. Well, maybe some 3D in the background or
like,
something.
I was at Best Buy the other day again, like, just...
Oh, maybe that's already happened. I don't know, but...
Maybe.
Maybe you heard it here first.
Maybe you heard it first. Maybe
Sonic game.
Maybe Sega's listening, and they're like, oh, that's a good idea. Because Sega's Japanese.
And you're racist again. So I was at Best Buy, and I was looking for the DS... I was looking through the DS games. And I lost my copy of the new Super Mario's.
Wow, because you're an idiot. And is it still $40 or something?
It's still $35.
Yeah, you see? Why? Because it sells like so hotcakes.
It sells like hotcakes.
Absolutely selling like hotcakes.
So awesome.
Nintendo knows how to print money.
I love that gif.
Nintendo, yeah, exactly. And Nintendo, like, oh, we're running low on money.
With the accent. Why okay, so racist.
Okay, fine. We're running low on money.
Running low on money. Let's release the new system.
No,
racist.
What they'll do is they'll
just put the camera on system.
What they'll do is they'll manufacture a new plastic white thing and sell it, and then they'll have more money.
That's exactly.
And that's what they do. You know, like this whole Wii Motion Plus. What? What?
In Wii Motion Plus's defense, I was playing
Resort.
I was playing Resort over at the Best Buy again. I did a lot on this trip to Best Buy. Damn.
Wow. Were you there for like a day?
I was there all day. Mm-hmm. And I was playing that the fencing one where like you fence.
Right, knock them off the thing.
Or was that fencing? I don't know. Anyway, it's so fun. Like, it was doing my moves exactly. It was perfect.
Alright, fine. But, I just know how to make money.
Have you seen the Grey's Anatomy game on the Wii?
No. Is it bad?
It's horrible.
Is it just like Trauma Center?
It's nothing like Trauma Center.
What is it?
It has like maybe one or... It's 30% Trauma Center.
The other is...
Should I flirt with Derek or should I reject Derek?
Wait, so you're a girl?
You do all these challenges to be other characters.
So guys are gonna be asked to flirt with guys.
Yeah, so like if I'm playing I have to think, do I wanna flirt with McSteamy or go hang out with McDreamy?
Not that guys flirting with guys is bad. Or girls flirting with girls is bad. It's just what's that word?
It's a sin, is what it is.
It's a sin.
No way.
Racist
and ignorant is what I am.
God.
Yeah. So, other than you know, just the TV shows I'm watching right now, I will sit down because I just got that Netflix streaming disc for my PS3.
Yeah.
And I think one night I watched, let me say, one day, I watched like 10 hours of Mythbusters.
Mythbusters?
That's
a good show, yeah. You know?
I love Mythbusters and I love Netflix because of Netflix, I am watching The Adventures of Alex Mack.
Old
Nickelodeon show. I think she's in 8th, no, 7th grade.
Now?
Six? No.
She's like 30 now.
Yeah, she's in...
I don't know. Go on. We're almost out of time here.
So, yeah, we're, She's in, like, 7th grade. It's her first day of school, and, you know, ugh, I don't want to be new people, but...
Yeah.
But she, you know... Because this happens to...
Her being the protagonist and the main character.
She gets covered in...
We all know what Alex Mack happened.
Okay, she has powers. Point is, that show is so bad, and like it's dubbed horribly.
Yeah.
And I just want to personally thank the CEO of Netflix for bringing that to my house.
Yeah, wow.
Like, I needed to watch that again. Now I need to know how stupid I was for liking some
shows. You want to know what a stupid show is?
Huh.
Do you watch MTV?
No. Not at all, no.
Jersey Shore.
Well, I love Guido's, so...
Yeah, oh my god, dude. You love Guido's, you're gonna love
Guido's
this show.
Hilarious.
Dude.
No way!
No, it's not even like that. It's not even
forget about it!
No, they're not like that. They're like, the Jersey Shore.
And it's like a summertime or some crap, and they're like, you know, like the buck people who like fist pump,
fist pumping,
you know?
Orange skin people,
yeah. It's so bad, but it's like you just can't stop watching.
Well, because Guidos are amazing.
Yeah,
they're hypnotizing.
Yeah, they're like, come on, we love Italians.
Come on,
you know,
it's Italian.
Yeah, let's get in the hot tub because we're Italian. And they have like these weird names, like the guy's called like Pauly D.
This is my dog, Pauly D.
And there's a girl called and he's like, there's like a girl called like JWoww. JWoww. Because her name's Jennifer. And she's like, my name's, they're like, yeah, they call me JWoww.
They call me JWoww.
Yeah, and so, like, there was this one episode where, like, there's, like, this whole drama, and, like, this guy leaves because this girl was talking to another guy at the club. I was like, what?
Hey, you don't do that.
So, his name was Ronnie. Ronnie. And you know how they say Ronnie, you know? And so, like, JWoww was like, so I left the club because Ronnie was feeling sad, and I wanted to be with him. And then the girl's like, I can't believe JWoww did that, you know, in their accents.
JWoww.
Yeah, isn't that great? JWoww. My name is JWoww.
Naming my daughter JWoww.
Yeah, so.
JWoww Herado.
It's such a bad show. But it's one of those bad shows.
That you have to watch.
You have to watch.
It's like, I walked in on my
sister. It's like American
sister.
Idol.
I don't watch that ever.
You don't watch that ever?
I walked in on my sister and my mom.
Watching Jersey Shore?
No, watching Bad Girls Club.
Never seen that show.
All it is they get the skankiest, ghettoest, like just, you know, Nobel Prize winners, and put them in a house, and they all just live together for like.
Yeah, I don't do that.
I don't do that, like
celebrity rehab or something. Like, I don't do that.
They are horrible. I hate these shows so much. I'd rather watch Alex Mack than these shows. I am watching Alex Mack watching these shows.
No, I'm telling you right now, dude. You have to watch Jersey Shore. Whenever you can, just... If you can DVR it, like, you'll probably hate it.
I'll watch it.
Like, I'll still watch it, you know? Bad. But it's so funny good, you know? It's just like one of those shows, you know?
It needs its own word.
Yeah, yeah,
except
exactly.
For awesome. Let's call it a new word.
Let's call it, it's so JWoww.
It's so JWoww?
That show is so JWoww. It's absolutely JWoww.
That is JWoww.
That is absolutely JWoww. All right, that's enough for this podcast. Podcast number one for a Set for Awesome podcast is completely JWoww. All
right. There you go. You heard it here first.
Starting this. JWoww. All right, I hope the listeners have a JWoww day after doing this. Have a JWoww life.
Hopefully, our next episode. Is that what we're gonna call them?
Our next
podcast will be as JWoww as this one was.
Hopefully. Okay.
So,
let's not throw around that word too much, because you can't use JWoww too much, alright?
I know, using JWoww would be completely
on JWoww.
And something's fine.
Alright, so, alright, that was,
this is, Abraham,
A.B.,
this is Brian, signing off, and we will see you later.
See you people in on the other side. Have a JWoww life, how about that?
JWoww!
JWoww.